Nando's, the home of Peri Peri Chicken.
These guys dropped in yesterday before the opening of their brand new bar. You'll know them from all these hits. They've even got a brand new bar they're going to talk to us about. They're busy.
They've got something else that's brand new too. We'll go into that in a second. But Adam and Ruben, welcome back to the show.
Hey.
Peking Duck.
We're in the studio.
Thank you for having us.
Now, and thank you for coming in.
Anytime.
Which is unbelievable considering last night was the launch of your brand new bar, Talk To Me.
It was indeed.
Was that last night or this morning?
It's pretty monumental being here talking about it because Feb was actually the one, we told him about it before we did our last interview here.
Yeah, exactly.
And Feb leaked the news.
And now
it's a real thing.
Now it's true. We didn't even know if it was going to happen then. And then because you said something, we're like, we have to do it now.
Sorry about that, guys.
No, it's good.
But it looks amazing.
Thank you, man. It looks so good.
And I was just speaking to my wife because we haven't been out for like 9 months because we've got a baby due in a week and a half.
Congrats.
Yeah.
And our first outing is
Talk To Me.
Yes.
We're going to really light it up because I finished work too, so there's no getting up in the morning.
The walls are fireproof, so it's sick.
Yeah. We're going to have a lock-in.
Yeah. Our first ever lock-in in our venue.
Fair. You're still going to have a newborn baby.
We've got babysitters.
We didn't pop the baby out. You've still got to look after it.
Yeah, but we're still allowed to go out and have a little bit of a cheeky
cocktail. It's like a celebratory cocktail.
We actually got you presents too.
Yes, we did.
You're joking.
No, not even joking. Hang on. We've got you each like a, because it's obviously Peking Duck,
Asian themed.
That's one of those waving gold pussycats. That's to bring you luck.
You're welcome.
And
they don't stop waving, do they?
Oh, you're kidding me. Some sake.
Let's have it now.
We actually
would help so much.
It'd help him already.
We just came back from Hong Kong. We were doing a little tour in Asia. And I don't know what the official word is for these golden pussycats. But do you remember the big one that we had?
We had a huge one.
We brought it with us on tour and it had a human face. And
Are you sure it was a cat?
maybe it was a human.
But it doesn't stop there. What about these DJ Ducks? You are now bona fide authors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty weird, isn't it?
How did Peking Duck write in a children's
pretty
book
much,
even
I guess
happen?
They wrote it after a night at their bar.
Now, pretty much 12 months ago, we hit this point where we were like pretty sick of seeing how people get so wrapped up in Instagram, especially kids and teenagers.
Yeah.
And we just thought, you know, maybe there's like a way that we can try wean people out of thinking that it's everything. And so we just made a story about two little ducks called Adam and Rubes that get absolutely infatuated and wrapped up in Instagram. And then they finally, not Instagram, it's Quacker.
Yeah.
But yeah, they pretty much get so obsessed with it that they forget what matters.
And eventually
they make their way back to the pond and it's a good time. But
That's cool. Impressive.
I'm glad there's a picture of me in it when you guys
Yes, that is you.
Have a just look. Tanked up with tats.
Oh, Feb's in it. Look at that.
Yeah.
Tats on the bicep.
I actually like the cartoons of your good selves. I mean, that.
Yeah, that's
looking
us.
Very
that's
good
orders.
In cartoons.
I love that you're both in turtlenecks as well.
Thank you.
It's
a good story, though, because like I feel authors. Like adults that are reading it, there's a deeper little story to it that adults will get, but kids can also get it, and it's fun, and it's accessible.
Ooh,
it's good.
Simpsons
guys,
style.
You're on fire.
Simpsons style. Yeah. Levels.
Levels. I'm still on the kid level when I watch the Simpsons.
So this new bar that Fev and Alex are going to go to will all be there. Talk To Me on Commercial Road in Prahran. Just give us a landmark so we can find it easily.
It's 153 Commercial Road. It's the most lit place you'll find
it. It's opposite the Cullen, if you know that hotel.
No. It's opposite Runway Room, which is underneath the Cullen, which is my business.
Yeah.
We are literally neighbours.
Yeah.
We'll go get a makeover and then go get drunk.
This is a disaster.
It's a disaster.
And of course,
huge.
Good luck to the lads at the Arias as well. Lots of nominations, the publicly voted awards, the industry voted awards. It's been a massive year. Boys, congratulations. We'll be there.
Thank you.
Woo!
Love you.
101.9 The Fox.
Thief will be back on Monday. She has a sore throat. She let Fev know she'd be sick and she told everyone. I didn't get a text, but look, that's fine. She's not here. to fill in for Fief. Very good friend of the show. Drives you home with Carrie, Carrie and Tommy. Tommy Little is here, guys. Welcome, mate.
Morning, legends. Fief did just send me a photo. She's down at Gawn. She's having a great time. So having brekkie on the beach down there. So, yeah, that's good.
Good on her. Now, yes. Mate, you're looking great. You're in good nick. I do watch your Insta. I stalk you on Instagram. You're training for a marathon.
Yes.
Now, I knew there was not something right about you. Running a marathon is an awful thing to do, but
it sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Don't do it.
No.
A lot of people would say, it's a month away, and a lot of people say at this point, oh, God, it's addictive, and oh, you get into it. It sucks. Yeah. Every bit of it sucks.
Yeah, but people
can't wait to hit the piss very aggressively afterwards, and that is the only thing getting me through, the idea of beers at the end.
No, obviously,
you're not running a normal marathon just in a normal, nice little weather. You're actually doing it in climates that you shouldn't be running marathons in.
I'm doing it in Antarctica. I thought it would be fun to, because they advertise it as, if you've conquered every other marathon, do Antarctica.
Have you even done one?
No, I've never done one. The furthest I've run is 21K.
He did the Melbourne half, then he's off to Antarctica.
I thought it'd be good. I thought, because I like to think of myself as a big event player, like the grand final, you know, that's when I really come out.
So it's like radio. You just go straight to the top. Byron went to Cessnock and did community radio.
I heard of that. I heard you had quite a career at Cessnock.
Well, it was a lively few years, and in Lithgow as well. Fev just went straight to Antarctica with this show.
Yes, exactly. See, we don't need to do mid-dawn.
Comedians don't need to do that. No.
We're not back announcing. Oh, that was T-Pain, and here's another one.
We're not flicking switches on Fridays.
No, we're not. Well, are you just
a couple of comedians here having a chat about being comedians?
Yeah, we are.
And sure, I've been fired from some big events before.
Yeah. Hey, mate, I was in rehab for 70 days. It's fine.
Yes.
It's fine. We rise to the top. The cream always rises, Tommy.
But we get back up and we have another crack.
Good on you. Yes.
Now, you're raising money. You're raising money.
For Spinal Cord Injuries Australia.
Which is amazing.
Yeah. So we realise how lucky we are to have the use of all our limbs. And unfortunately, a lot of people suffer spinal cord injuries when they're young.
Yes.
It happens to people kind of in the prime of their lives, and they don't have a cure for it yet, and so hopefully we're going to raise some money to fund some research which leads to a cure.
You want to get 50K?
50K is what I'm aiming for.
And what's the website?
I'm sitting I should have been more prepared.
Sorry, bro.
No, the link is in my bio on Instagram.
Great.
It is marathon on ice for a cure.gofundraise.com.au.
All right, we'll get around that. And right after this, one of the greatest pranks, I reckon, in radio history on the Carrie and Tommy show, if you missed it. We're going to have to revisit it, Tommy.
It wasn't good. It was emotionally traumatising.
We will get to it next.
101.9 The Fox.
Tommy, yesterday you had one of the all-time greatest stitch-ups on yourself, and you've been pranking Carrie all year.
Prank boy. It's my hilarious alter ego that does really well thought through pranks, like just knocks a coffee out of your hand and then thinks that's funny.
My sort of gear.
Real jerk
love,
stuff.
Yeah, love that stuff.
Yeah.
So when we were at the footy club, we used to stick like Powerades in people's lockers overnight.
Yeah.
Then they'd open the locker and it'd pour all over them first thing in the morning. Stuff like that.
So funny.
Yeah.
So funny, isn't it?
DP in the jocks before training.
Yeah, you know the great one about DP? DP in the jocks, and then if they throw them off, you throw them a towel to get rid of it.
On it.
More DP on it. Oh, you got him twice.
It's the double.
You got him twice.
Now, you got reversed on you.
Yes. Carrie Bickmore, for those who don't know, possesses the biggest evil streak of all time. And I did not know that she could be quite so cunning, and there were so many moving parts to this prank. It all started when I went into the office and she was complaining of pains.
Yes, because she's pregnant.
She's complaining of really bad pains, but not even to me. This is how sophisticated the prank was. On the phone to her partner. And then she got
Chris in on.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, not just Chris, got me to go out and speak to the boss at the project and say,
geez,
hey, I've got to take Carrie to hospital. Right, and then this is us in the car with our producer, Sonda, who is really playing the part pretty well.
All right, Carrie, you tell me when things are on and I'm going to start timing you.
You okay, mate?
Yeah, it's really weird. Like, it feels really different to AB.
Jeez, this is serious.
Yeah, and of course, that car was tricked out with GoPro cameras, which I didn't realise.
Oh, no.
Because I went to drive my car and she goes, oh, the baby seat's in my car. And I thought, well, that makes no sense, but you're all right. You're pregnant and irrational and let's just get the pregnant woman to the hospital.
Sure. The thing I found most astounding was Sonda's acting.
Oh, mate.
It's unbelievable. Sonda's not very good
well, she's
at that,
ruined
she
many
nailed
a,
it.
She's ruined many a prank before.
Yeah, she
by
has.
By slapping the sides of her face, Macaulay Culkin from Home Alone style. Like, I can't believe this is happening. I'm like, oh, well, Sonda's done the face slap again. So
I'm surprised she got her involved. I mean, this is high risk again.
Not only did she get involved, she took it a step further and she just broke out in tears.
Don, don't cry. You're going to make me cry.
Gary's found a baby.
Oh, Don. F*** mate. You're meant to be. Don't. Just don't. I'm so excited.
So the emotion of this impending birth has brought Sonda to tears.
Nah, where that's were you not it. Where were that's you this... not it. Sonda wanted to cry for so many reasons. She's a new mum herself. Those tears were just at the surface and just needed an excuse to come out. Even afterwards, I was like, Son, those tears weren't had nothing to do with the prank. She's like, no. She started crying again.
So where were you when we heard that last bit of audio with Sonda fake crying? Where were you?
So Sonda cried three times throughout this prank.
Right.
None of that was planned.
Right.
And then we dropped Carrie at the hospital.
To Chris.
He was waiting there.
Yep. Jeez.
We then called our boss, Gemma, from the radio station, and we said, hey, we might want to get a best of ready for today because I've just dropped Carrie at the hospital. Son, this whole time knows it's a prank.
Yeah.
I've got another half hour, 45 minutes. I get back. This stage, I'm planning being on holidays. because I don't know if you guys know how my show works, but when Fief's away on this show, they go, oh, well, you know, you can get someone else in. But when Carrie's away, I go, hey, guys, should we get someone else in? They go, oh, no, mate, you're not required. You're not required. So I'm looking up, like, Hawaii on my phone.
Sure.
I'm looking up, where can I go? And then, of course, just as I'm about to book my flights in walks Carrie with a fake baby and throws it at me.
Oh, are you serious? No way! No way! You made me cry! I can't believe that! I thought I was part of something special!
Done, Carrie. Well done.
I also was absolutely spewing because, as you know, every year we have to do a new hour of stand-up material for the Comedy Festival. And I thought, geez, being part of a bit more birth, that's a pretty good hook to a show. This show has written itself. We've got to start again.
Absolute moneymaker. And you can see that video on Carrie and Tommy, and I think we'll chuck it up on our Instagram.
I reckon we'll try and get a few extra hits for ours as well, if they could. Fair Byron, and of course, Carrie and Tommy. Thanks for coming in and helping us out this morning, mate.
Am I done?
Oh, no, you're not actually. Tommy's going to hang on the whole bloody hour.
Hang on a second, Byron. Cool your jets. Tommy's come in.
Is Greg threatened?
Yeah.
What's happened?
I think he's threatened.
No, please stay.
What's happened, mate?
I've been here with him on my own since 6. I'd love you to stay.
Please.
I actually could have come in earlier.
101.9 The Fox.
The batch finale was on last night. You didn't see this, Tommy. But
talk to me.
So it had people all over Australia talking.
Who were the final two?
There was Todd and Tate.
Tate. Tate not a word for the bit between you? Is that not?
Okay, no, that's a body. Nah, that's a medical.
Got me in the Tate?
No, that's just not it. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I think that's the.
Well, Ali got. Ali. Ali hit.
What do you call that?
Ali hit Todd in the Tate. She dumped him.
Yeah.
He had an engagement ring all ready to go. He had his nose ring rocking. He rocked out in his suit. Osher gave the floor is yours, Todd. And this happened.
I feel like we would have such a perfect life together. But something's missing for me. I can't explain what I'm feeling.
Todd told Ali everything she wanted to hear technically. He said everything that she needed to hear about family and all that, right?
Yeah, he did. He wanted kids. He's wanted to be a police officer.
The bloke with the fully grown adult with the nose ring?
Yeah, that's him.
He's going to have to change a few things. And the woman didn't pick him? That's amazing.
Yeah,
no way.
Fans are outraged, but I reckon he played it really well. He was really sincere.
Fan is outraged.
He was really humble, but I reckon he knew once he got told that he wasn't going to be her partner, he started playing the really nice guy. Well, he was a nice guy, but I reckon in the back of his mind he's going, Bachelor in Paradise.
He's got to ramp it up
smart.
A bit.
Yeah, smart. Because he played it out really well. But then obviously Tate walked down and they had different timelines.
Tate.
Ali was all about her timeline, and in 3 years she wanted to be married and have kids.
She had a plan.
She had a plan. She had all her life planned out. And he didn't. He just wants to fall in love naturally and let it progress.
Oh, what an idiot trying to live in the moment.
But he told her during the show this was the plan. They were sitting by the pool and she was WTF. Yeah. Like, why didn't you tell me this earlier?
Yeah.
But it worked for him because this happened.
Ali, this ring is a commitment to our life outside of this experience. And I can't wait to start it this year. I'm falling. Madly. In love with you. Love you,
Ellie. Oh, he finally dropped the love word and he didn't say it. And I reckon he gave her a commitment ring, which is interesting, Tommy, because I reckon in grade six I gave my girlfriend on the hill in primary school a little commitment ring.
I can't believe what a choice for this poor woman. She's had to choose between commitment ring and nose ring.
Oh, thanks for the wrap there, Fev. All things Bachelorette. Do we know the next Bachelor?
They're still together. She just posted. Oh,
I hope so. It only finished last night.
Yeah, but it was a
God. It hasn't lasted 12 hours.
But they're together, which is great. Hopefully, they stay together and have batch babies. But the new Bachelor, you're saying you've been tagged in a few.
No, I just heard that it got announced last night. Is that not true?
Did it? Is his name Tommy Little?
It might be the bloke with the nose ring. No, it's not me. If I'm on that show, you'd see so many car doors open and then shut straight away. The women would open the doors and they'd look out and they'd go, him? Oh, no, we're fine. Very quick season.
101.9 The Fox.
Find my family. Are Fief and Fev related to me?
Wow, I'm related to Jane Bunn.
Find my family. A big thank you to Ancestry.com.
They were great. They helped us out. We all spat into the little jars and it's like a DNA test. You can do this at Ancestry.com. You find out all sorts of things about your past.
Yeah, you do, Byron. And we did yours yesterday and we literally found out that your life is a complete lie.
Oh, that's a big call.
Well, it is. You dropped the E. You've added an E onto your name.
All right, let's have a listen.
My grandfather was with the US Navy and he jumped ship in Sydney Harbour in the Second World War and he added an E onto the end of the cook. So you're probably looking up a bunch of cooks with an E.
Was his name Captain?
Okay, he was James Cook.
Well, this
Cook.
Is the first you've told us.
Your name's not even Byron. Well, and your name's not even Cook with an E. Byron. You're a Greg Cook with no E. Oh, my God.
Of course.
Living illegally.
One of the other things we found out, and the word war criminal was used. That was a bit firm.
Yeah, that was from Fee. Well, and I sort of agree.
Well, he fell in love with my grandma, so.
Yeah, but he shouldn't have been here.
Okay. We discovered this about Fifi's past.
One of your ancestors, and I think it was a two times great grandfather, James Denton, he was the mayor of Fitzroy.
Oh, you little hippie.
He's the mayor. I'm the mayor of hipsters.
Yeah, we did find that out about Fee, and as Fee normally does, she delves into it a little bit deeper and got her dad Al to find out that actually she's got another mayor in the family, the mayor of Footscray.
Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise. She runs the whole of Melbourne.
And Fifi won another competition.
Yeah, she did, and good on her.
We should open the phones right now because, look, we're not the only people that have done these tests. They're very popular, these Ancestry.com tests. What did you discover about your family? Because you can find all sorts of juicy things out about your family history. If you've got anything really good for us, you could give us a call right now on 131060.
Yeah, 131060. What did you find out? Because I found out that my family's a man of the... We're just men of the people.
Thieves. Just common thieves.
We provide for the underprivileged.
You stole horses.
And sold them for food.
We don't know that part for a fact.
Yeah, I did. I got Ange.
Okay. Oh, your dad verified that?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, call's already coming through. The juicier the better on these family secrets.
Yeah, juicy.
101.9 The Fox.
Ancestry.com. It's been an interesting week finding out things about our own lives, deep, dark secrets even. 131060. The other one, Fev, Fief will be back Monday, by the way. She's not well today. The other one was, of course, I'd already done the test a few months ago, about a year ago, and I'd forgotten that I'd done it, and then, it just slipped my mind. So I've done it again with you guys. Ancestry have come back to me, and they've said, Byron, there's something that you should know.
Uh-oh.
You have a twin.
What?
It was a duplicate. It was the same, but I thought for a minute that
God help us. Imagine another one of you. It'd be a bloody nightmare. Okay. Katie from Keysborough, good morning.
Good morning, Fev. Good morning, Byron. How are you guys?
We're very well for a Friday. Missing Phoebe.
Yeah, a bit lonely.
Right.
Other than that, we're good.
Yeah, it's not. It's a good radio show, but you know, with Fifi, she just makes it that little bit more better.
I wouldn't disagree with that.
Steers the ship with the two of us idiots. We need some. We need some help.
Oh, come on, Bev. You're not an idiot. I was watching your highlights last night. Sorry, you're not an idiot.
Oh, jeez. Thanks for calling, Katie. Play a song, Byron.
Okay.
What did you find out on Ancestry.com?
So, my grandmother, her background's actually from England.
Yes.
But my grandmother found out that on her side, her great-great-grandparents were Lord and Lady Ingalls. From England royalty, so
wow,
yeah, there's a little bit of royalty in our family.
Oh, there you go,
there you go. That wins hands down. So you are. Did you get invited to the wedding? Did anyone get invited to any of the weddings?
I have no idea.
Lost in the mail.
Must have got lost in the mail.
Yeah, it becomes a competition, doesn't it? I know with Fifa, it wasn't fun anymore. It just became who had the most impressive relative.
Oh, I think she was pretty flat that they were gold diggers.
101.9 The Fox.
Byron, a big trial started in the States that's got worldwide coverage. It's El Chapo, who got arrested a couple of years ago. He's been in a New York prison for about 2 years, and his trial's just started yesterday. And if you don't know who El Chapo is, he's probably the biggest drug lord in the world, or he's probably very litigious.
He's not afraid. He's not afraid to hire a hitman. Let's be honest.
Well, he's been known to hire hitmen and to kill potential witnesses and anyone helping the prosecution against him. And there was one lady who's been called up for jury duty, and she's asked to be taken off the case. So that got delayed, the trial, because she was anxious, didn't want to do it. And then I was telling you this morning, and you were saying that they hire,
there is witness protection. It was very early when I was having this conversation. I'm not sure if there is such thing as juror protection, but there's definitely a witness protection program where you're promised to be kept safe for the rest of your life if you get involved in these cases as a witness.
So a bodyguard.
Yeah, you effectively would end up with a bodyguard for life. You'd actually want, if you got involved in this case,
I wouldn't want to be on it.
To be on that jury.
She's made the right move.
I mean, we just want to put on record, and if Fife was here and wasn't sick, we all think he's a lovely bloke, and if he's listening, great guy. Mm-hmm. Big fan of his work. No, not a fan of his work, but not... We just said things about him. He might be listening.
Yeah, well, he's very litigious, but Byron, he's a nasty man who's...
Right.
We better not say that we're into his work.
No, we're not into his work, but we're also not... You know, let's just let the case
play out. We don't want to be on the trial, and if we did, we'd want a bodyguard, so we thought it was a perfect opportunity to do this, Byron.
One question.
Are you in labour right now?
Are you a billionaire?
Did three sisters marry three brothers?
Are you Amish?
Do you have a panic room?
Have you been abducted by aliens?
Have you married an object?
Have you died?
All we need is one caller.
We got one!
Now, we don't want to let down Fifi. With Fifi away, the way this works is if we don't get one caller answering the question... The whole segment's finished. So our question is, have you needed a bodyguard? Have you actually ever had a bodyguard? We're talking like what, Kevin Costner style in the movie.
In the movie, Whitney Houston followed her around, 13, 10, 60. I was in The Bodyguard. Does that count?
You had a minor role in the musical.
I did.
No,
with
it doesn't
Pauline.
Count. No, the question isn't, were you a minor part of Bodyguard the musical? Although that would also not get any calls.
So 13, 10, 60, have you had a bodyguard?
Fingers crossed, because if we don't get a call here, the segment's finished and FIFA's going to say, guys, I have one show off and you've ruined one of our favourite segments.
Is it her favourite?
13, 10, 60.
101.9 The Fox. One question.
Are you in labour right now?
Are you a billionaire?
Did three sisters marry three brothers?
Are you Amish?
Do you have a panic room?
Have you been abducted by aliens?
Have you married an object?
Have you died?
All we need is one caller.
We got one!
Now, Fev, with Fifi away today, the thing with this segment is if we don't get one caller answering the question that we put out there, that's a very narrow question, we will drop the segment. The segment's over. There's a lot of pressure on us. We've taken a risk here with FIFA away to actually even do this.
Yeah.
This could ruin the whole thing.
Yeah, we've drawn a long bow. El Chapo's trial started yesterday in New York. Very famous man. Drug lord,
scary,
Byron.
Scary man.
And a juror has come in with a doctor's certificate to say that she's... a little bit anxious and didn't want to sit on the trial because of the repercussions. Because he is known, Chapo is known to hire hitmen and kill potential witnesses or anyone helping the prosecution.
They're not racing for the opportunity to be on this jury.
No, and I'd probably do the thing that the young lady did and sit off that jury. Nah. And you said that if they do sit in a big case, that for a lifetime they get like a bodyguard.
Well, I know with witnesses there's a witness protection program where you are looked after for the rest of your life. It may well happen for jurors. And the notion of having a bodyguard is surely just something from the movies, Fev.
Yeah, it is from the movies. Kevin Costner played the bodyguard. I was in the bodyguard, the musical.
Well, that was a brief cameo.
Well, I was still in it. I was up there on stage with Paulini, who nailed it. All right. So we're 13 10 60. Have we got one? Kath, have you had a bodyguard?
I certainly have.
Well, what do you?
We'll need the specifics.
Okay. Now I worked for subcontracted for Chubb and Armour Guard. So I myself was an armed guard. Carried a firearm, and I had a partner who also carried a firearm.
Okay, that's just a security guard, but it's a wonderful call.
It's a wonderful call.
It's not a bodyguard as such.
I often hire the Armour Guard trucks when I do cashies. Fill it up.
When you're MC at the local footy club, they just back the truck out.
I just got to pick it up.
Kathy, thanks for the call. It wasn't quite on the money, but
really.
Maybe this one is. We need a bodyguard. Yes. That's what we're looking for.
And we've got an unusual name. It's called Anonymous from Melbourne. Ooh. Are you there, Anonymous?
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Very well. Have you had a bodyguard, Anonymous?
I sure have. Look, I previously worked in one of those very difficult professions of escorting. Ooh. So I had a personal bodyguard that used to take me to every single one of my jobs, and once or twice did have to physically step in and muscle through a hotel door to remove me from the situation.
I don't want to break it down too much, Anonymous, but isn't that a pimp?
Oh, well, okay. That's, I mean, which would be a very good phoner and would be a separate phoner. But I don't. That particular person probably wasn't a full-time bodyguard. You're probably right. So
we still haven't really got one.
We might just need one. Well, thanks for calling.
Thanks for your call, Anonymous.
Anonymous, I'm glad you're okay.
Emily from Essendon.
Hi.
A lot of pressure on this call.
Oh, there's a lot of pressure. We need one. We need one, or otherwise Fee's going to go nuts. Have you had a bodyguard, Em?
Yes, I have. We went on a cultural exchange to Indonesia with school when I was about 14, and we went to a really remote area. And we were basically, for a lot of people there, we were the only white people they've ever seen.
Yes.
And we just got swamped. Everywhere we went were people wanting photos, autographs. It was ridiculous.
Like me on a normal weekend.
It felt really weird. And then, so basically our sister school over there had to organise 4 bodyguards to travel with us.
Bang.
So we could actually do that.
We've done it. We've done it. We've saved
Emily,
the segment.
Emily, saved the segment.
Phew. Thank you, Emily. Because we would have to get rid of it if
we would have
get that call. That's
that's fair enough.
What an experience.
They didn't have one, but had 4.
Nando's, the home of Peri Peri Chicken. Want more Fifi, Fem and Byron? Download the Fox app. Want access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at fox.com.au.
101.9 The Fox.